AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Republicans are signaling support for a proposal to ban bathroom access for the first transgender member of Congress. Ed Donahue has the story.
The bill from South Carolina's Nancy Mace would ban Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride from using women's restrooms in the Capitol.
I'm not going to stand for a man. If someone with a penis is in the women's locker room, that's not okay.
Speaker Mike Johnson told the AP they are not going to have men in women's bathrooms, but earlier said
it's a command that we treat all persons with dignity and respect, and we will. And I'm not going to engage in silly debates about this.
Democrats, including McBride, call the Republican effort bullying and a distraction. Catherine Clark from Massachusetts is the number two Democrat.
Where she is going to use the bathroom, that is their focus. So this is not a great start.
McBride says it shows Republicans have no real solutions to what Americans are facing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President-elect Trump's nominating Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary. Lutnick heads brokerage and investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald and is a cryptocurrency enthusiast. And Michael Sisick has the latest on Trump's hush money conviction.
Donald Trump had been scheduled for sentencing on November 26th. That is now on hold, while his lawyers say that they are going to ask the judge to throw the case out. They argue that because he was elected, because he's about to return to the White House in January, he can't face a criminal proceedings. The prosecution, they say that is not true, that he should face consequences for his conviction, but they are open to potentially delaying a sentencing or other proceedings until the end of Donald Trump's term.
Ukraine fired several U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles into Russia today for the first time. This is AP News. Sagar Magani has a report on the death of a travel industry pioneer.
The man whose guidebooks revolutionized leisure travel for average Americans has died. When Arthur Frommer was a soldier in Europe during the 50s,
I was always struck by the fact that my fellow GIs did not travel.
They were scared about where to stay, how to pay.
And I decided to do a guidebook.
The first came out in 1957.
Europe on $5 a day.
Launching one of the travel industry's best-known brands, Frommer's philosophy, for a more authentic and affordable experience, budget travel was better than luxury. He urged Americans to skip five-star hotels and fancy restaurants, and the message encouraged average people, not just the wealthy, to vacation abroad. His daughter says Frommer died yesterday at 95. I'm Sagar Magani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.